Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
America must face the rapidly growing threat from cyber attacks, U.S. President Barack Obama said in his State of the Union address on February 12, 2013. We know hackers steal people's identities and infiltrate private emails. We know foreign countries and companies swipe our corporate secrets. Now our enemies are also seeking the ability to sabotage our power grid, our financial institutions, our air traffic control systems. We cannot look back years from now and wonder why we did nothing in the face of real threats to our security and our economy. The United States has substantial and growing concerns about the threats to its economic and national security interests posed by cyber intrusions, including the threat to commercial information. President Obama has signed a new executive order that will strengthen United States cyber defenses by increasing information sharing and developing standards to protect jobs, privacy, as well as national security. The president has also urged the United States Congress to act by passing legislation which will allow greater government capacity to secure cyberspace and deter attacks. We're strengthening the ability of our private sector to defend against cyber intrusions by releasing more technical data to help them to understand what's going on and how they can protect themselves, and working to coordinate protection of intellectual property, U.S. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland said in a recent press briefing. We are working in an interagency way, led by the White House, to strengthen the defense of U.S. government networks and to protect our critical infrastructure. The United States and China are among the world's largest cyber actors, and it is vital that we continue a sustained, meaningful dialogue and work together to develop an understanding of acceptable behavior in cyberspace. We have established an ongoing conversation on cybersecurity in the context of the Strategic Security Dialogue. We've also regularly and repeatedly raised our concerns at the highest level with the Chinese government about cyber theft, including with senior Chinese officials and the military, spokesperson Nuland said. We will continue to work on all of these because it's a serious concern.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.